As human beings, we generally speaking want to know more about ourselves. It's a rare person who is so certain about everything that makes them them that they're not at least tempted now and then to figure out more things about who they are. If nothing else, this is a source for all kinds of clicks and the subsequent clickbait in Facebook, where you're forever seeing, if you look here, you'll find out this about yourself, or what kind of a person you are, or which celebrity you most resemble, whatever it might be. And we're curious about that, and there's obviously nothing wrong with wanting to know those sorts of things. They're kind of harmless. And there's certainly nothing wrong with wanting to know more about who we actually are so we can understand ourselves better. Now, it's very difficult to know what you're going to do next if you don't know who you are. And as such, trying to figure that out is not such a bad thing. Additionally to that, lots of us, certainly not all of us, but lots of us want a clear list of instructions. We want to know exactly what we need to do. And that also makes sense. It's helpful when you're driving along to see a speed limit that says 50 kilometers an hour or 100 kilometers an hour rather than something that says, well, do your best. There's all kinds of places where we need clear-cut, this is the way it is. And it's not surprising, then, that we'd like that in more places than we actually get it. It's a rare parent who doesn't wish, looking at this new life they've brought home, that it didn't come with an instruction manual to tell you exactly what to do when this happens or that happens. Well, we're going to look today at our Colossians reading, where Paul has a list of things that we should not be like. And it's another one of those places where we can bring a binary approach to it, an either-or approach. And it arises from the text, where Paul says, these are the things that you shouldn't do. And we look at this list, and it's helpful to be reminded, as is always the case, that this is an illustrative list. It's not an exhaustive list. It's tempting to look at this as, okay, if we don't do any of these things, we're then fine. But that's not exactly what's happening. I was looking at a couple of different resources about this text and learned something new, as I just about always do when I go looking at into what other people think and what other people have learned. And when we look at this list where Paul is talking about these things that we should do without, you know, in this case, and he puts it in quite strong language, put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature, and then has this list. In this translation, it says sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry, and then goes on a little bit further. Well, these are quite common in the writing of the time, to the point where they even have a label, if you will, and these are called vice lists, which makes sense. It's a list of vices. And what's interesting is that it's not just Paul. These showed up in lots of different places. And in every place that we saw them, or we see them, they're doing the same kind of thing. And these lists are part of the process of determining the answer to the question that the sermon title is, which kind of person are you? And what Paul is saying here is these are the kinds of things that characterize a particular kind of person. He's not saying these are the sum total of all actions that a particular kind of person is doing. He's saying that people who behave in these ways are a particular kind of person. And the kind of person who, among other things, is immoral, has evil desires, is greedy, and then when we drop down a little bit, we see anger and rage, malice, slander, bad language, lying. He's saying all of these things are characteristic of a particular kind of person. Every person of this kind doesn't do all of these all of the time. And by avoiding all of these in this list, it doesn't mean that you're guaranteed to be a different kind of person, the other kind of person, the kind that we all want to be, a follower of Jesus, someone who is not characterized by those. When I was talking to Heather about this, we were just discussing this text and where we might go. And she said again, or reminded me again, that all of us are going to be found to exhibit some of the behaviors on this vice list at some point. We just are. It's human nature. Whether we like it or not, there are times when we're going to get angry. And we're not talking about righteous anger. We're not talking about anger at injustice. We're talking about angry because something didn't go our way. I suspect there were many people who were angry this weekend about a particular football game that didn't go the way any writer fan wanted it to go. Oh, what a mess that was. That's not righteous indignation. That's just anger. We're all going to do these things once in a while. And because we're looking at these lists not as a checkbox list of things that once you've checked it, that's part of who you are, but instead we're looking at this list as these are the kinds of things that people who aren't following Jesus are like on a regular basis. It's easier for us to look at this almost like a continuum. We like the idea of the yes-no, the either-or. But as we've all begun to realize at some point in our lives, much of life isn't quite that cut and dried. And instead, we want to look at these lists from the perspective of saying, is this who I am most of the time? Do the things in this vice list that Paul has characterize my behavior more often than not? And if the answer is yes, then we are that kind of person. But we're not stuck there. One of the things that you often get in these online surveys or instruments about what kind of personality you have or something else, you get the idea, or at least it's easy to get the idea, that whatever you end up with is who you are, always have been, and always will be. And that's just not the case. We can change. We can change from being one kind of person to another. There was a time in my life where I was this kind of person, where I was characterized by these kinds of descriptors. Not all of them, certainly not all of them all of the time, or any of them all of the time, but I was the kind of person who fit this list. And I'm not anymore. It doesn't mean I never get angry. Doesn't mean that I never lie. It doesn't mean that I never have greedy thoughts. But I've stepped away from that through the power of the Holy Spirit to be the kind of person where those things are the anomalies. And that's what it comes down to. When we're trying to look at or trying to figure out which kind of person we are we the kind of person who is characterized by this list or the kind of person who isn't? It's what do we do most of the time? Where do we place ourselves? We're often not the best or the most accurate person to say exactly what we're like because, honestly, most of us tend to be too hard on ourselves, not too easy. But as best we can, when we review our behavior over the last period of time, not just the last time we lost our temper at another driver or at some foolish statement we read somewhere, but when we look at our behavior over the last few weeks, the last few months, the last few years, do we look at it and say we're characterized by these activities or by others? When we want to know which kind of person we are, we don't look at how we behaved at this particular moment when we were driven to distraction by, well, to pick up on the discussion we were having earlier, when you've been awakened by that same group of crows for the fourth morning in a row, we're not talking about that. That doesn't sum up who you are, your desire to step outside and throw stones until your arms get tired, whatever your response might be. But when you look back over a period of time, are you still characterized by these kinds of things, or are you characterized by their opposite? That rather than being greedy, generally speaking, you're generous. Rather than being angry, generally speaking, you're forgiving, you're understanding. When somebody cuts you off in traffic, instead of taking it as a personal affront, you think either they're in a real hurry or you're grateful to God that they were a good enough driver, even though they cut you off, that they didn't run into you. Are you characterized by a desire to speak truth about people rather than slander? And when we look at the reverse of these lists and we say, well, most of the time, actually, I'm not like this at all. I'm like the opposite of these things. And that's when we know which kind of person we are. We're the kind of person who has taken off our old self with those practices and put on the new self, which is being renewed, knowledge in the image of its creator. That's not a 100% transition from one kind of thing into another, much as we wish it were. When we move into this relationship with God through Jesus, when the Holy Spirit comes within us and empowers us, it's not perfect at first, and it might not be perfect ever on this life, in this life. But there's a change. The weight of our behavior moves in a different direction, one that is more loving, that's more accepting, that's more likely to see the good in people, even people that behave in ways that we wish they wouldn't. And that's the kind of person that we are becoming. It's the kind of person we want to be. It's a lifelong project, becoming this kind of person. But the nice thing is that when we step into this project, we're stepping into what Paul talks about in the last verse. That when we get to this point, there's no Greek or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all. And we step into this group where we are all in Christ, where we are all the kind of person who works as hard as possible to bring out the best in other people and the best in ourselves. Not just because it makes our lives more convenient, but because when we look at people and we want to help them, when we look at them, we see that spark of the image of God within them, and we see them as being as ultimately valuable as we ourselves are. We move into a world or a worldview that says that everyone we have any encounter with is a person that Christ died for and is every bit as valuable, unique, and wonderful as we are. That's the kind of person we want to be. We don't want to be someone who, when people who know us moderately well don't describe us as generous and kind, but as stingy and unpleasant. We don't want to be that kind of person. And once again, not just because we want a better reputation. We want to be the kind of person who represents the reality of the Holy Spirit within us as a follower of Jesus. Jesus, who we're trying to be more like every day rather than less like. And when we think of Jesus, we think of compassion. We think of mercy, we think of care, we think of love, we think of all of these things, and that's the kind of person we want to be. And so if we want to answer the question, which kind of person we are, this is one of the places we can go. We can look at this list and say, is this list a good snapshot of who we are? And if the answer is no, as I'm sure it is for all of us, then we're the kind of person that we want to be. We haven't arrived. We're not perfect yet. And that's not even up to us. We're working towards that, though. We're working towards becoming the kind of person that is the exact opposite of this list. The kind of person that when people think of them and when they think of you and they think of, if they have any kind of biblical understanding, they think of you and they think of Jesus, they think, yeah, that's somebody who's trying to be like Jesus. Not somebody who's obviously never heard of him. We can decide which kind of person we want to be. We can decide because these behaviors are not hardwired into us to such an extent that we can't transcend them, that we can't rise above them. I'd suggest that we can't have any kind of permanent change without the power of the Holy Spirit within us. But we can make those decisions. We can ask God's help in turning our back on these behaviors and approaching the world with open arms, with generosity, with care, because that is the kind of person we want to be. Doesn't mean we might not regress now and then and have a time where it seems like we're going backwards. We can decide again that we want to be the kind of person that draws people towards Jesus, that as best we can mirrors his behavior, as best we can does what he would do in this situation. And when we're that kind of person, well, that's the kind of person we are created to be. That's the kind of person we want to be working towards becoming more and more like every day. There are other places, of course, where we can see the reverse of these in lists, but we don't want to get caught up on lists. We want to instead look at this and say, this is what I don't want to be like. And I'm going to do everything that I can in my power and through the power of the Holy Spirit to be less like this and more like Jesus. Amen.